And on the line, all the way from Melbourne, we've got Jane Gazzo. Welcome to 2SER, Jane.
G'day, Mick. Great to be here.
Really great to have you on 2SER. Just off air, you said that 2SER was a go-to station for you when you lived in Sydney, so really good to have you on.
I love 2SER, and community radio is so important right now.
Yeah.
And more so probably than it's ever been. I really love what you guys do.
Cheers. And I, of course, love what you do. And I've been following you and your, I guess, journey through Australian music for over 20 years or so. I'm going to show my age a little bit. But, I've always loved that you are championing Australian music wherever you go. And no more so than right now when we do need it and we're all stuck at home and we're watching TV. We've got this brand new show, The Sound, on ABC every Sunday night. How exciting is that to be back on primetime TV?
I'm so proud of The Sound, Mick. I can't begin to tell you how wonderful the production is, thanks to the wonderful people at Mushroom Vision, and I guess the vision from Michael Gudinski as well. But, I mean, to be involved in something that has been so embraced by the general public, and to be part of something that's really, really welcomed by not only the music industry but the viewers at a time when we really need it, I get very emotional. Sometimes I've had a few pinch me moments. So yeah, I'm so delighted to be part of it.
It's funny, you know, in this time where we've been trying to get music shows back on Australian TV shows for quite a while, because we've sort of been lacking, you know, these variety shows and these opportunities for bands to perform live and be on TV. All of a sudden now, of course, we can't see live music in front of us. So, I mean, it's well overdue, but it's really exciting that there is something now where we can see not only brand new music and new artists and exciting prospects, but also some really great old artists who are getting together and doing collaborations and performing. It's such a great time to be able to see old and new, and I think that's the key with The Sound, having that old and new mixed together.
That's the feedback that's coming back certainly to myself just via the social media every Sunday night. People are telling me that, you know, people my age are telling me they're watching it with their kids and they're introducing their kids to some of the golden oldies that they grew up, or, you know, some of the more established artists. And then, you know, the kids are telling their parents about some of the new and emerging artists that we have on the show.
Yeah.
So I think getting that balance right, we've managed to get that right. And I'm blown away by the quality of performances and the fact that everyone said yes, who's been asked to be part of the show as well. That's quite telling. And the fact that they're more than happy to film in their lounge room or, you know, as in the case with, say, the DMAs at Carriage Works there in Sydney. That was just, I mean, that gave me goose pimples, that performance. And then seeing someone like James Rain, a more established artist, in the Great Northern Hotel in Byron Bay. Yes, the venues are empty, but isn't it wonderful that, you know, where the musicians are performing from these venues and kind of keeping them alive at the moment, in a sense, you know, where they're performing from them and bringing those venues to people's lounge rooms.
And it's a big credit to the production crew, because when we all watched Music from the Home Front back in April, which was, a bit of a test to see how this would work, getting a whole bunch of artists from different locations, putting it all together and then seeing if it'll work as a production. And it did. It was brilliant. It was hugely popular. And obviously that concept now rolls into The Sound, where you can have artists in different locations all at home, but they're listening to the audio from the previously recorded part and playing along to it. And you can sort of see how it all fits together. But then when you watch it as a viewer, it just works amazingly well. What an amazing, you know, technological jump that we've made with that.
It's great television. And again, that's the feedback that's coming back. I really love that when you say that, people, you know, working their parts out. I loved Patience from The Great.
Oh, yeah.
Just this Sunday gone, doing her bits of Living in the 70s, the Skyhooks classic. And then you had Daryl Braithwaite and Ross Wilson, on a completely different time zone and setting, I imagine, and how beautifully that came together.
Yeah, I do love those mix, like you say, of all different artists together. And the fact that you just said no one has said no, I think that's a really good credit to, you know, you and the show and producers. You've seen a lot of Australian music over the years, right back, of course, to, I'm sure, Recovery and before that. Just you've been on that forefront of seeing Australian music evolve and over the years. How do you think we're at? Where do you think Australian music is at compared to maybe 20, 25 years ago? Are you pretty happy, excited with what's coming out? What's your thoughts?
I think we're in a great space. For me, Australian music has never gone down or died down or ever been, you know, non-healthy. Then I say it's healthy now.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had ebbs and flows like any industry, as in if we look at Australian music as a music industry as such. But I think this period has really lent itself to making artists more creative than ever before, because suddenly they're not on the road touring. They're not thinking about the next show and what they're going to be doing, wearing, performing, etc.
Mm.
They're actually thinking about their craft a lot more. Of course, there's the artists that say, you know, they haven't been able to be creative. but by and large, I would imagine the majority of artists are really using this downtime to get back to songwriting and get back to making music, whether that's in their bedroom or in their studio.
Yeah.
So I think this is a really interesting period. I would love, when this is over, and it will be over, the music I think that will come out post-COVID, I think will be really interesting. Because this is kind of, we could look at this as, and we always look at history to work out where we're going, but this could essentially be the Thatcher years of England, you know what I mean? When punk rock really came to the fore in the 70s.
Yeah.
Potentially, we could see some incredible things happening. So they say a cycle happens every 20 years. I have great, great hopes for Australian music. And we're seeing that now with the sound, just the quality of talent that's coming through, especially from the Indigenous communities. They have a voice like they've never had before. And this is a really, really proud time for them. And
oh.
I think they're going, I can't wait to see what artistic fruits this time period will bring in the future.
Definitely. I think this time is getting these creative juices, not for everyone, and everyone's different, of course, but
of course,
a lot of people
of
who've
course.
Been at home who all of a sudden have got this time on their hands to create.
Mm.
And, yeah, like, it's going to be exciting to see what comes out in the next 6 to 12 months, definitely. Australian music for me is my passion. Like, if people ask me what music I listen to, I just say Australian music, because it doesn't matter what the genre is. I'll listen to anything local, and it's what I love to do. So finally, I really can't overstate how important I think it is for Australian artists to get out there in front of mainstream audiences. I'm all about community radio. I'm all about Triple J, and I love that alternative crowd. But there's not a lot of avenues for Australian music to get in front of the ears of mainstream listeners. I know you did a great job on Triple M, and you pushed Australian music through there, and I'm sure gave a lot more audience to these. But, you know, there is these bands that people go, I've never heard of DMAs. I mean, they've been around for quite a while. This is their third album. But, you know, all of a sudden it's been put in front of people's faces, and they're going, oh, wow, where's all this Australian music been? And it's always been there, but I just don't think it's been on display as much as we sort of get with this show.
Well, that's right. And I think the important thing, Mick, is this is a really great snapshot, historical snapshot of what is going on in Australian music today. So if in 5 or 10 years' time the sound is no longer on air, at least we have these shows to say, well, look, back in 2020, during isolation, this is what was here. And I think it's really important to capture that. And I also think it's really important what the sound is achieving is giving some Australian artists who have never been on television before that platform, that experience. Because there's just not that many outlets for Australian artists to go on mainstream television, especially if you're, I don't know, if you're someone like G Flip, who we've got on this Sunday, for example. I mean, you know, she's not the kind of artist that daytime television on, you know, morning news network would have on their show perform necessarily. You know, not that there's anything wrong with G Flip, but I'm just saying that's not the kind of audience. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So I think what the sound is achieving is giving these wonderful artists who deserve the platform, their first television experience, and giving them a wider audience. So so we have to keep our fingers crossed that the ABC keeps us on air.
Well, that was a question I was going to come to, because obviously, you know, this is a great time for the show to be out. But when we can all get back together again and we can get in the same room and we can have audiences again, do we envisage the sound becoming a live studio audience sort of deal where people go and watch it?
I would love that. Yeah. I would love that, Mick. Yeah, well, it's not up to me, unfortunately.
Sure.
But look, I, you know, I'm sure if people keep watching it and supporting it, watching it on iView and and watching it at 5:30 on Sundays on ABC TV, I am sure, you know, well, hopefully, fingers crossed, yeah. Who knows? I'm very optimistic.
Excellent. Oh, I'm really excited to see you on TV again and hear your passionately talking about Australian music once again. Everyone should watch it 5:30 on Sundays. I think it's replayed on Saturdays as well, maybe 12:30.
It is, yeah, and it's on iView to catch up. So there's some great things to catch up on.
Do we get any sneak preview of who's on this weekend? I just heard G Flip.
Yes, G Flip is one of our very special guests. We also have Hockey Dad.
Nice.
We have Washington, who's back with a brand new single, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And we have a tribute to the Easy Beats. I won't give away too much about that, but it features John Paul Young. That will be one of the features.
Oh, Jane Gazzi, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER. I really appreciate it. Good luck with the sound. I look forward to seeing it for years to come, and I hope so. And really, really, just congratulations on it and well done.
Oh, you're very kind, and thanks for your time, Mick, and for your passion too.
No worries. Cheers.